恭恭敬敬来到你的面前。
Father, we come to you.
我们求你对我们讲话。
We pray you will talk to us.
天父啊，我们的心向你是敞开的。
We opened our heart in front of you.
我们愿意听见你的声音。
We like to hear your voice.
我们愿意明白你的旨意。
We like to understand your will.
我们更愿意明白你在我们自己前途上的计划。
We like to know the plan you lay in front of you, in front of us.
我们等候你。
We pray and we wait for you.
求你亲自对我们讲话。
We pray you will talk to us.
恭敬祷告，奉靠耶稣基督的名。
And we pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
各位弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters.
还有在电视机旁边的弟兄姐妹平安。
And there are many that were watching the closed circuit TV.
在电视机旁边的年轻人们平安。
And also peace to the youngsters.
我不单对这些成年的会众讲话。
I only will talk to you.
我也对你们青年人讲话。
We also talk to the youth.
因为我们都要奉献金钱
，because we are going to offer money。
更重要是奉献自己
，most importantly, we may offer ourselves。
成年人只剩下一点点时间
，and for us, we don't have much time。
啊，这些老人只剩下一点点时间
，and for the elders, we have little time。
在电视机旁边的青年人们，你们要。很长很远的前途。
And for the youth, you have a lot of time. You have a very good future.
你们更要把自己生命献给天父。
You will offer your life to our Father.
过一个有意义的生活。
Have to live a meaningful life.
过一个有价值的生活。
And to live a life is worthwhile.
过一个不后悔的人生。
And you are going to have a life you will never regret.
今天我要跟大家看三段经文。
I'd like to open today's sermon with three verses.
第一段经文是在罗马书13章、15章。
And the first one is in Romans chapter 15.
这里告诉我们要献上祷告。
And first to tell us we have to offer our prayer.
罗马书第十五章。
Romans chapter 15.
我们一同看30到33节。
Verse 30 to 33.
这里告诉我们要献上祷告。
To tell us to offer our prayer.
特别为着宣教士祷告。
Especially you pray for the missionary people.
保罗是一位伟大的宣教士。
And Paul himself is a great missionary.
他也需要弟兄姐妹代祷。
He needs brother and sister to pray for him.
那一些普通的宣教士
for the ordinary missionary people,
更需要我们代祷。
We need more prayer.
我们看罗马书15章30节。
And Romans chapter 15 verse 30.
弟兄们，我借着我们主耶稣基督，又借着圣灵的爱，劝你们与我一同竭力为我祈求神。
And 15 says, I urge you, brothers, by our Lord Jesus Christ and by the love of the Spirit, to join me in my struggle by praying to God for me.
我再说一遍。
And let me say one more time.
保罗这样伟大的宣教士也需要代祷。
For such a great missionary person like Paul, he needs people pray for him.
普通普通的宣教士
For the ordinary missionary people,
更需要我们代祷
They need more prayers
代祷有什么结果呢
So what is the consequence
31节
Verse 31 says
叫我脱离在犹太不顺从的人也叫我为耶路撒冷所办的捐献可蒙悦纳并叫我顺着神的旨意欢欢喜喜的到你们那里去你们一同安息
Okay, this is, pray that I may be rescued from the unbelievers in Judea, and that my service in Jerusalem may be acceptable to the saints there, so that by God's will, I may come to you with joy and together with you be refreshed.
这里很清楚告诉我们有三样事情。
And there tell us three things.
代祷能够叫宣教士脱离困难。
And through your prayer, you may free the missionary people from trouble.
好像三十一节说
，Like the verse 31 says,
叫我脱离在犹大不顺从的人。
Maybe I will maybe rescued from the unbelievers in Judea.
第二。
The second point.
祷告能够叫宣教士成就事工。
And also through your prayer, you help them to accomplish work.
这里说，也叫我为耶路撒冷所办的捐献可蒙圣徒悦纳。
So my service in Jerusalem may be acceptable to the saints there.
工作可以完成。
And so they can accomplish their work.
还有第三。
The third point.
祷告可以叫宣教士心灵得着安息。
And also they may have peace in heart and soul.
并叫我们顺圣顺着神的旨意欢欢喜喜地到你们那里与你们同得安息。
So by God's will, I may come to you with joy and together with you be refreshed.
假如我们为宣教士祷告
And when you pray for the missionary people,
就产生这三种结果
You will have these three results.
宣教士可以脱离各样的困难
They were free from problems.
宣教士可以成就他们所做的事工。
The missionary people, they will accomplish their work.
宣教士可以欢欢喜喜，心灵有安息。
So they may have peace in mind and in soul, so they will be very happy.
其实我们这里的人都有宣教士那一种的经验。
I think the people here, they may have the experience of the missionary people.
只有一部分人在这里生长，这里长大。
It's only some people, they only born and grow up here.
大部分的人都是从台湾、从中国、从香港来。
Many of you, they come from Taiwan or from mainland China or from Hong Kong.
当你们刚刚来到美国的时候
When you first come to the United States,
有很多的困难。
You face many difficulties.
没有办法脱离这些困难。
You cannot stay away from the
很多事情你们要做。
You have to do many things.
这是不容易做的成功。
But it's hard to...successful.
心灵里面不能欢欢喜喜。
So you're not happy.
心灵里面好像波浪一样冲来冲去没有安息。
This is like the wave in the ocean is ponder.
其实你跟我做移民我们也有宣教士的经验。
And the immigrants, they had the same experience.
也许到现在你还是很多困难。
Even now you have many difficulty.
很多事情不能成功。
Many things you cannot do.
心里没有快乐。
So you're not happy.
没有安息。
So you don't have peace.
你想到那些宣教士。
You think about those missionary people.
他们到那个远方为主工作。
They go to a place far, far away to work for God.
离开他们的家人。
They leave their family.
离开他们的朋友。
Leave their friends.
在那里孤孤单单工作。
They were lonely. They work alone in this far place.
请你们为宣教士们祷告。
So pray for them.
你们教会的差传部要有一个计划。
And our mission committee, they have a plan.
你们找一些宣教士的名字。
You find a name list.
分配给弟兄姐妹。
And distribute it to the congregation.
让弟兄姐妹可以带到。
So the congregation can pray for them.
弟兄姐妹不知道怎么样带到。
Maybe you don't know how to pray for them.
你们差传部要负责任。
So the committee should help them.
找一些宣教士的名字。
And get their name list.
他们的照片。
And get their photo.
他们的名卡。
And their business cards.
那么给弟兄姐妹。
And give it to the congregation.
大家为宣教士祷告。
So we all pray for them.
在1953年。
1953.
天父呼召我离开香港到新加坡做海外宣教士。
Father called me and left Hong Kong and went to Singapore to missionary.
我们去的时候，我跟麦师母都是23岁。
So when we went there, we were only 23 years old.
我们在五月结婚。
And we married in May.
我们八月就出去。
In August, we went to Singapore.
两个小孩子啊。
We just like two.
刚刚结婚啊
They just got married.
什么都不懂啊
They don't know anything.
没有社会经验啊
They don't have any experience.
没有工作经验啊
They don't have the working experience.
刚刚神学院毕业
Only graduated from the seminary.
跟麦师母出去
And we went together.
麦师母更惨
and she even suffered more.
她爸爸是医生。
And her father is a doctor.
她家里三个女佣人。
And they have three servants in their house.
从来没有煮饭。
They never know how to cook.
从来没有洗衣服。
Even know how to do laundry.
我们就出去。
So we went.
感谢天父。
Thanks, our Father.
我们在新加坡工作了八年。
We worked 8 years in Singapore.
没有很大的错误。
We did not make any mistake.
平平安安啊，工作了一段时间。
And we worked there safely for a period of time.
八年以后，我们回到香港。
And 8 years later, we returned to Hong Kong.
我父亲病。
My father was sick.
我有机会服侍他。
So I have time to serve him.
在他快要离开世界以前。
Before he left this world.
他对我说。
He told me.
孩子啊，你知道吗？
Son, do you know?
自从你离开香港到新加坡做宣教士
，After you left Hong Kong to Singapore for missionary work,
我每一天都为你祷告。
I pray for you every day.
我眼泪差不多要流下来。
I have tears in my eyes.
儿子啊，你知道吗
？Son, do you know?
你离开香港到新加坡做宣教士
，When you went to Hong Kong, went to Singapore from Hong Kong,
我每一天为你。
I pray for you every day.
我在新加坡八年，刚刚出来做工，没有做什么大的错事。
And in Singapore, even I did not have any experience. I did not make any mistake.
为主做了一点点工作。
I did something for the Lord.
我相信，因为我父亲的祷告。
I believe it's supported by my father's prayer.
不但他一个人为我祷告。
Not only he prayed for me.
我知道教会有好些人为我祷告。
I know many brothers and sisters in the church that pray for me.
为我为麦斯牧祷告。
Pray for me and for my wife.
你们祷告。
And you pray.
可以帮助他们脱离困难。
You will help them to free from problems.
可以帮助他们成就事工。
You will help them to accomplish work.
也帮助他们心灵欢欢喜喜得着安息，好像保罗在这里所讲的一样。
So they will have joy and peace in heart and soul.
我们看第二段圣经
，the second part of the Bible，
腓立比书第四章
，the Philippians chapter four，
腓立比书第四章
，Philippians chapter four，
这里第二要献上金钱
，second thing you have to offer your money，
要献上金钱支持宣教士
，offer your money to support the missionary work，
这里有一个很清楚的教导
，and here's a very clear teaching。
我们从十五节看到二十节
，and verse 15 through 20。
十五到二十节
，verse 20 chapter 4 verse 15 through 20。
保罗这样说
，Paul says，
腓立比人呐、啊，你们也知道，我初传福音的时候，离了马其顿的时候，论到受受的事，就是你们奉献之金钱支持我的事，除了你们以外，没有别的教会攻击我。
Moreover, as you Philippians know。In the early days of your acquaintance with the gospel, when I set out from Macedonia, no one church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving except you only.
我就是我在帖撒罗尼迦，你们也一次两次的打发人攻击我的需用。
And for even when I was in Macedonica, you sent me again and again when I was in need.
我并不求什么为颂，所求的就是你们的果子渐渐增多，归在你们的账上。
Not that I was looking for a gift, but I am looking for what may be credit to your account.
但我样样都有，并且有余，我已经充足，因我从以巴弗提受了你们的委送，当作极美的香气，为神所收纳、所喜悦的祭物。
I have received full payment and even more. I'm amply supplied. Now that I have received from Epaphroditus the gift you sent, they are a frequent offering and an acceptable sacrifice, pleasing God.
我的神必照他荣耀的丰富，在基督耶稣里使你们一切所用的都充足。
My God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ, in Christ Jesus.
愿荣耀归给我们的父神，直到永永远远。Amen.
To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen.
我鼓励每一位弟兄、每一位姐妹都要奉献金钱支持你们的宣教部，支持宣教士所需要的经费。
So I encourage every brother and sister to offer money to support the mission committee to support our missionary people.
我们有一个很大的错误。
And we made a big mistake.
让那些有钱人奉献。
Like only the rich people offer.
让那些有钱人奉献。
Let those rich people offer.
我没有钱。
I don't have money.
那一个没有钱呢？
Who does not have money?
就是一个学生也有钱。
Even a student, he has money.
他有他的交通费。
He has his transportation fee.
他有他吃饭的费用。
He has his money to eat.
他有他的零用钱。
He has his spending money.
不是一部分的人奉献金钱支持宣教士。
It's not part of the people offer to support the missionary.
当我们全体弟兄姐妹都负上责任的时候。
When all our brothers and sisters offer,
宣教士就不会缺乏费用。
Then the missionary people they will not fall short.
让我再说一次。
Let me reiterate.
当我们全体弟兄姐妹都负上责任。
When every brother and sister offer, you do your share.
我们按着时间奉献金钱支持宣教士。
And we just offer timely to support them.
他们。就不会有什么缺乏。
It will not fall short.
这段圣经告诉我们六样事情。
And this passage told us six things.
第一，
the first thing,
必须有一个开头。
And there must be a starting point.
必须开头。
And there must be a beginning.
就是十五节所讲的。
As what verse 15 says.
腓立比人啊，你们也知道，我初传福音离了马其顿的时候，论到受受的事，除了你们以外，没有别的教会攻击我。
Just like the verse 15 says, Moreover, as you Philippians know, in the early days of your acquaintance with the gospel, when I set out for Macedonia, no one church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving except you only.
在最开头的时候,
in the very beginning,
在保罗最开头, 在欧洲为主工作的时候,
when Paul first worked in Europe,
腓立比教会就开始支持他。
The church in Philippi is supporting.
有好的开头就是成功的一半。
And if you have a good starting point, you almost have success.
但是不够。
It's not enough.
第二，必须继续。
And the second point, you must be continuously offered.
第一是必须开头。
The first thing, you must have a starting point.
第二，你必须继续。
And the second thing, you must continue.
十六节讲得很清楚。
The verse 16 says, tell us very clearly.
就是我在帖撒罗尼迦，你们也一次两次继续的打发人攻击我的虚用。
It's when I was in Thessalonica, you sent me aid again and again when I was in need.
第三。
The third.
天父要记账。
And your good deed.While recording in God's book.
教会的司库当然记账。
Of course, the treasury of the church, they will record your offering.
但是更重要是天父要把你所奉献的钱记在他的账上。
The most important thing, your offering will be recorded in God's book.
十七节很清楚。
The verse 17 says,
我并不求你什么为送，所求的就是你们的果子渐渐增多，归在你们账上。
The verse 17 says,Not that I was looking for a gift, but I am looking for what you may credit to your account.
上帝在我们 account 给我们 credit, 记在我们账上。
And God record that one in His book and credit to us.
第四,
the fourth point.
上帝不单记在账上，上帝也欢喜悦纳我们的奉献。
Not only God record your offer in His book, He also be pleased of your offering.
十八节很清楚。
And verse 18 says,
我现在样样都有，并且有余，我已经充足。但因为我从以巴弗提接受了你们的慰送，当作极美的香气，为上帝所受纳、所喜悦的祭物。
I'm amply supplied, but that I have received from Epaphroditus, the gift you sent. They are fragrant offerings, an acceptable sacrifice, pleasing to God.
第一，必须开头。
There must have a beginning.
第二，必须继续。
Then you have continuously offered.
第三，上帝记账。
You know your offer will record in God's book.
第四，上帝欢喜。
And if your offer will please God.
然后第五。
The fifth point.
也许是最重要的。
And maybe the most important thing.
我们自己蒙福。
And you will be blessed.
自己蒙福。
You will be blessed.
十九节。
And verse 19.
我的神必照他荣耀的丰富在基督耶稣里，使你们一切所需用的都充足。
My God will meet all your need according to His glorious riches in Christ Jesus.
我诚诚实实地说。
I'm telling you honestly.
我没有见过一个乐意奉献的人，他会发觉他需用不够。
I never see any people he's willing to offer and he falls short.
我只看见那些不肯奉献的人，他们越来越穷。
And I only see those people they are very stingy to offer and they become poor.
假如你在奉献金钱的事情上没有学到功课，那就非常可惜。
And if you don't learn any lessons for offering, it's very pitiful.
不一定是你的薪水越来越少。
It's not necessary your salary become less and less.
不可能。
It's impossible.
这个可能很少。
The chance is very small.
但是我们很多不知道什么原因就失去了金钱，就损失了我们所有的。
You just don't know why you lost money.
假如我们忠心奉献
，If you do this work and royally,
我们的需用从来都会充足。
You always have abundant.
盼望你很会计算。
I hope you know how to count.
聪明的计算
，and to count wisely.
奉献给上帝的不是一个损失。
And to offer to God is not a loss.
乃是一个福气。
It is a bless.
最后
the last point.
上帝的荣耀。
And gave glory to God.
荣耀归神。
And gave glory to God.
第二十节。
Verse 19.
荣耀归给我们的父神，直到永永远远。Amen.
To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen.
荣耀归神。
Gave glory to God.
这六样事情要教导我们奉献。
And these six points teach us how to offer.
更是教导我们怎么奉献支持宣教士。
And also teach us how to offer and support the missionary.
第一，必须开始。
There must be a beginning point.
你从来没有开始。
If you never offer before.
今年开始。
And today is the day.
第二，必须继续。
The second thing, you need to continuously do.
开始了又停下来。
And some people they offer and they stop.
你必须继续。
But you have to continue to be continuous.
第三
the third point.
上帝记在账上。
And God will record your offer in His book. The fourth point.
我们的天父心中悦纳。
And the Father will please and accept your offer.
第五
the fifth point.
我们每一个奉献的人都蒙福。
And you will be blessed.
第六
the sixth point.
天父得着荣耀。
And gave all the glory to God.
很大的错误就是说他们负责吧。
And the big mistake is, and they responsible for.
不是我的责任。
It's not my responsibility.
不是的。
That's not right.
每一个弟兄。
It is for every brothers and sisters.
每一个姐妹。
And for every sister.
每一个会友。
For every member.
每一个基督徒。
And for every Christian.
假如我们大家都按照我们的力量来奉献。
If we do our best,
我们蔡传部的经费足足有余。
The mission committee will have enough money.
我们就能够差遣更多宣教士到全世界为主工作。
You can send more people to work in the world for God.
福音就传开了。
And we spread the gospel.
最后
the last,
我们看三段经文做结束。
And we see the three different verses to close today's sermon.
我们看路加福音。
In Luke
16 章
Chapter 16
这里告诉我们地底下有一个呼声
And there is a call, a voice under the world
要我们奉献自己
and taught us to offer ourselves
做一个宣教士
to become a missionary
地下有一个父神
and a voice from under the world
要我们奉献自己
to offer ourselves
奉献祷告
to offer our prayer
to 奉献金钱
to offer money
但是更重要奉献自己
The most important thing is to offer yourself
我们看路加福音十六章
And Luke 16
在地底下有一个呼声
There's a voice from under the world
A cry
The cry under the world
二十七节
Verse 27
十六章二十七节
16 verse 27
财主说我主啊既是这样求你打发拉撒路到我父家里去
And he and say, then I beg you, Father, send Lazarus to my father's house.
因为我还有五个弟兄，他可以对他们做见证，免得他们也来到这个痛苦的地方。
For I have five brothers. Let him warn them, so they will not also come to this place of torment.
地下有一个。呼叫的声音
A cry from under the world
献上自己为主做见证
Offer yourself to testify for the Lord
地下那些灭亡的人有一个呼声
For those people they destroyed they have a cry
他们盼望他们家里的人可以蒙恩得救
So they have a wish for their family to be saved
在新加坡我有一个特别的经验
And when I was in Singapore, I have a special experience.
因为学校的校长
a principal in a school,
high school,
for a high school.
她是一位单身的姐妹
she was a single lady.
那么她妈妈跟她一起住了好多年
and her mother lived with her for years.
爸爸很早就离开世界
and her father passed away long time ago.
妈妈跟她住了差不多三十年。
And the mother lived with her around 30 years.
这位姐妹是基督徒。
And this sister, sister is a Christian.
她就一直劝她的妈妈信耶稣。
So she encouraged her mother to become a Christian.
妈妈一直不肯信。
And the mother did reject.
有一个理由。
And
也只有一个理由。
And there's only one reason.
啊，你的爸爸没有信耶稣。
Because your father did not believe Christ.
将来我要去见他。
Because I want to see him.
我要跟他一起。
So I want to be with him.
啊，女儿也没有办法了。
So the daughter couldn't help.
后来妈妈越来越老了。
And the mother became older.
女儿就很急。
And the daughter became very urgent.
有一天她就给妈妈摊牌。
So finally she delivered the ultimatum.
妈妈，我最后跟你讲。
So mother, I tell you the last time.
你要快快跟我一起信耶稣。
So you have to become, you have to be hurried to believe in Jesus.
两个理由。
There are two reasons.
啊，第一，你是已经跟我在一起几十年了。
So the first reason because you live with me for many years.
啊，我们不是好好吗
？We get along pretty well.
第二。
The second reason.
你不见爸爸几十年了。
You didn't see my father for years.
他可能有另外一个女人了。
Maybe he married again.
你去见他，他不认得你啊。
Maybe you go to see him, he didn't even recognize you.
你想清楚啊。
You have to think that one clearly.
你要跟爸爸还是跟我
？You have to follow my dad or myself.
明天你告诉我。
You tell me tomorrow.
你快快信耶稣。
You better be hurried.
老人家想了一个晚上。
So his mother thought over for a night.
对啊，我的丈夫在那边几十年，恐怕另外有一个女人哦。
So I didn't see my husband for years. Maybe he already had another wife.
以前我很好看。
Before I would look very well.
啊，现在我老了不好看。
Now I'm getting old and don't look as well.
他也不认得我了。
Maybe he did not recognize me.
第二天早上，对女人说。
So the next morning, he told the daughter.
好了，我跟你信耶稣。
So I just follow you to accept Jesus.
不单单这样。
Not only like this.
在地底下，没有信耶稣的人有一个呼喊。
So under the world, the people they have a huge cry.
我亲戚，我的所爱的人，他们要快快信耶稣，他们要快快信耶稣。
I want my family to accept Jesus.
盼望你
为主做见证。
I'd like you to testify.
领人归主。
To let people to be accept Jesus.
假如天父呼召你。
When God call on you.
要你做海外宣教师。
I want you to be a missionary to go abroad.
你就把自己献上。
You offer yourself.
因为地底下有呼喊的声音。
Because there is a voice underground.
Cry.
A cry
from there.
From underground.
第二。
The second.
我们还是看路加福音。
We have to look Book of Luke
十八章
，Chapter 18。
在地上也有一个呼声。
And also there's a cry in this world。
十八章
，Chapter 18。
三十八到三十九节。
Verse 38 to 39。
地底下有呼声，地面上有呼声。
Not only there's a cry under the world, there's a cry in the world.
我们来看三十八节
and verse 38.
他就呼叫说，大卫的子孙，耶稣啊，可怜我吧。
Verse 38 says, He called out, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me.
在前头走的人就责备那个瞎子。
And those people led away, rebuked him, and,
不许他作声,
and told him to be quiet.
他就耶和华喊叫说, 大卫的子孙, 可怜我吧。
But he shouted out all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me.
耶利哥城门这个瞎子,
and this blind at the gate of Jericho.
他大声呼喊说,
he shouted out loudly,
耶稣啊, 可怜我吧。
Son of Jesus, have mercy on me.
耶稣啊，可怜我吧。
And Jesus, have mercy on me.
大家不准他讲话。
The people, they try to tell him to be quiet.
现在开布道会。
And there's an evangelical meeting.
啊，你不可以讲话。
You cannot talk so loud.
现在参传年会。
And this is
the, 你不要讲话。
And don't talk so loud.
安静下来。
To be quiet.
他没有安静。
He did not.
耶稣啊，可怜我吧。
So he shouted even louder, "Jesus, have mercy on me."
耶稣听见他的呼声。
And Jesus heard his voice.
He's crying.
He's crying.
Yeah. 所以主耶稣说，你过来。
So Jesus told him to come to him.
你要我为你做什么呢
？What do you want me to do for you?
主啊，我要看见。
Say, Lord, I want to see.
主耶稣说：“好吧，你看见了。”
So, Lord,
呼声吗？
You ever hear the crying in this world?
有一次，有一位姐妹要求我跟麦师母去看一位有钱的太太。
And one time, a sister want me and my wife to see a rich lady.
这位姐妹还说明。
And this sister told us.
她很有钱。
She, the other lady is very rich.
我说是吗
？I said that's so.
她一天赚一万块钱。
So she made at $10,000 a day.
我说你怎么知道？你给她算钞票。
How do you know? You ever count her money?
不是。
She no.
啊，不过她去年几个公司赚了300多万。
And she last year, some of her company made at least $3 million.
啊，那么。年三百多天，就是一天一万块咯。
So just if you use a simple mathematics, so say at least $10,000 a day.
我说很好。
Yes, that's good.
我不怕他。
So I'm afraid of him.
我也不放弃他。
So I will not give up her.
我跟麦师母去看他。
So my wife and I, we went to see her.
想不到。
And we didn't expect.
第一次见面十分钟。
We only see her about 10 minutes.
第一次见
The first time,
她流眼泪对我说
She was crying and told me.
麦牧师做得很痛苦啊
So I was, my life is very miserable.
麦牧师做人很痛苦
So Reverend Mac, you know, my life is very miserable.
那天她信了耶稣
This is the first day she accepted Jesus.
你听见人在呼喊吗
You ever heard the crying in the world?
盼望你快快领人归主。
So I encourage you to lead people to Christ.
要是天父呼召你
，If Father calling on you,
你奉献做海外宣教士。
So offer yourself to be a missionary.
最后一段圣经。
The last verse.
以赛亚书。
The book of Isaiah.
六章八节。
Chapter 6, verse 8.
旧约圣经以赛亚书六章八节。
Isaiah in Old Testament, chapter 6, verse 8.
圣经告诉我们，在天上也有一个呼声。
And there's also a crying in the heaven.
天父在呼叫你，呼叫我。
The Father is calling you and me.
要你跟我决心领人归主。
And want us to decide to lead people to Christ.
天父也可能呼召你，要你献上自己做一个海外宣教士。
It may call you to offer yourself to be a missionary.
六章八节。
Chapter 6, verse 8.
六章八节。
Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8.
我又听见主的声音说，我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？我说，我在这里，请差遣我。
Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send? And who will go for us? And I said, Here am I, send me.
天父在天上有呼叫的声音。
Father calling us from heaven.
耶稣基督在天上有呼叫的声音。
Jesus calling us from heaven.
圣灵在天上有呼叫的声音。
Also Holy Spirit calling us from heaven.
也许你念过这圣经很多次。
Maybe you have read these verses many times.
我请你留心一个特别的地方。
I'd like to ask you to pay special attention.
第八节。
Verse 8.
我又听见主的声音说。
I have heard the voice of Lord and saying.
我可以差遣谁呢？
Whom should I send?
请大家留心跟着那句话。
And pay special attention here. Follow these words.
也许你从来没有留心。
Maybe you never pay any attention to those words.
从来没有看出来一个特点。
And never see this special point.
下面一句话说。
The next.
谁肯为我们去呢？
And who will go for us?
为什么我们？
Why us?
旧约圣经已经把这个 Trinity 三位一体的真理表明出来。
And the Old Testament.Told us the truth of the Trinity and the Triune God.
圣父
the Father,
圣子
the Son,
圣灵
and the Holy Spirit.
他对你说
they both talk to us.
对我说
tell me,
谁肯为我们去呢？
And who will go for us?
在加拿大有一位加拿大的姐妹写了一首诗歌。
And a sister in Canada wrote this song.
这首诗歌说 So sent are you, 照样差你。
And the song, the name of the song is So sent I you.
我念英文的第一节。
I read the English.
So sent are you, to labor unrewarded, to serve unpaid, unloved, unsought, unknown, to bear rebuke, to suffer scorn.To suck and scoffing, so sent are you to toil for me alone. 中文是说照样差你去工作不忘酬劳不贪名誉不受感激爱顾忍受责备忍受讥笑与藐视照样差你独自为我劳苦父怎样差遣了我我也照样差遣你们出去圣父圣子圣灵要差遣我愿意把这首诗歌留给各位
I'd like to give you this song
So sent are youTo labor unrewarded, to serve unpaid, unloved, unsought, unknown, to bear rebuke, to
to suffer scorn and scoffing. So sent I you to toil for me alone. 照样差你去工作，不忘酬劳，不贪名誉，不受感激爱顾，燃烧杂悲，燃烧讥笑与藐视，照样采你独自为我受苦，照样采你包裹一只破碎心，流泪工作唤醒流浪的人，要去肩负宽发世界的重担，照样采你为我忍受苦难，照样采你去寂寞孤单地方，你会可想得见亲友容颜，要离本家本祖籍亲朋爱友，照样采你分不我爱无限，父怎样一差遣我，照样采你，照样采你，照样采你，父怎样差遣了我
？Father, how send me？
我也照样差你。
I will send you accordingly。
你愿意把自己奉献给他吗
？Are you willing to offer yourself to him？
因为地底下有呼声。
Because they were crying under this world。
地面上有呼声。
And they were crying in this world。
在天上有呼喊的声音。
And in, there's a voice in heaven。
我可以差遣谁呢
？Whom should I send？
谁愿意为我们去呢
？And who will go for us？
盼望你好像以赛亚说
，I like you just like Isaiah。
我在这里。
And you will answer say， Here am I。Send me。
我鼓励你。
I encourage you。
从今天开始等候。
From today and you wait。
等候天父。
And wait,
给你说得明白
，and tell you very clearly。
你明白以后
，when you understand，
你就进到神学院
，and you will go to the seminary。
或者一年
，maybe 1 year，
或者两年
，maybe 2 years，
三年
，3 years，
预备好自己
，and prepare yourself。
以后出来
，and when you come out，
主耶稣说
，and Jesus said，
父怎么差遣我
？and Father， how Father send me？
我要照样差遣。
I will send you accordingly.
我从来不邀请弟兄姐妹今天就决志。
I never ask the brother and sister to offer themselves today, right away.
我从来不鼓励弟兄姐妹今天决志进入神学院。
I never encourage anybody to just make up your mind and go to the seminary right away.
但是我鼓励弟兄姐妹今天有决志等候天父。
And but I encourage you to make up your mind today and wait.
天父啊。
And Father,
要是你要呼召我
if you are calling,
求你给我说清楚
and try to explain to me clearly,
我愿意摆上
I'm willing to offer myself,
求你差遣
and please send me,
献上祷告
and offer your prayer,
献上金钱
offer your money,
献上你自己
and offer yourself.
主啊，我在这里。
Father, here I am.
求你差遣。
Send me.
很欢喜来到你们当中。
It's very, you know, pleasure for me to come to your among you.
啊，今天下午四点钟有一个同工的聚会。
And this afternoon at 4 o'clock, we have a meeting with the co-workers.
当然，牧师传道是同工。
And of course, the pastors.
长老执事也是同工。
And the deacons are also co-workers.
弟兄姐妹也是同工。
And brothers and sisters, you also co-workers.
啊，你不是牧师。
You are not a pastor.
你也不是长老执事。
You are not elders and the deacons.
但是你是同工。
But you are co-workers.
今天下午四点。
And 4 o'clock this afternoon,
在 Gospel Church,
in Gospel Church,
有一个聚会
and we have a meeting there.
要是你喜欢，你来
and if you want, you please go.
It's a potluck,
and also we have a potluck.
要带一盆菜
and bring some food.
不必饭
and you don't have to bring rice.
他们煮饭
and they will prepare the rice.
带一盆菜
bring some food.
你自己够吃的
and for yourself,
跟你太太一同吃的
and also for your spouse.
啊也给大家吃一点点。
And let other people can share.
那四点到六点。
From 4 to 6.
我们特别讲一个题目。
And we're going to have a special topic.
是人际关系。
And the relationship between people.
Interpersonal relationship.
Interpersonal relationship.
啊，这个题目很有兴趣。
And it's a very interesting topic.
不是叫你怎么做总经理。
And it won't teach you how to be a general manager.
啊，但是在教会里面的人际关系。
And it is interrelationship in the church.
啊，我们知道有一些弟兄姐妹很热心侍奉主。
And I know many brothers and sisters are really willing to serve God.
但是人际关系不好。
But they don't have the skill for the interrelationship.
他到那个 committee, 那个 committee 就乱了。
And no matter which committee,You can do a better work to serve in a church.
在社会上也好。
In loving, not only in the society.
在家庭也好。
In a family, you're doing well in family.
以后上帝大大使用你。
And God will use you tremendously.
四点到六点是讲座。
And the seminar is between 4 to 6.
那么以后六点吃晚饭。
And after 6, there's a potluck.
欢迎你们去。
I welcome you to come.
再谢谢你们。
Thank you one more time.
这次我们是三个同工一起来。
And this time is three co-workers come together.
所以我愿意介绍我们的同工林牧师。
And I'd like to introduce you to my co-worker Reverend Lin.
他是带领全美国12区华富运动。
And she is responsible for the 12 district for the COVID movement in North America.
在美国
in America.
林牧师，我们欢迎你
Reverend Lin.
还有一个很重要的人
And there's another person who's very important.
麦师母，请你站起来，我们欢迎你
Mrs. Mac.
他是我的爱人。谢谢你们
Thank you.
我会常常纪念你们。
I will remember you in my prayer.
谢谢。
Thank you.